Coming to you from St. Louis, this is Joshua Skirtu and Angela Skirtu, who is a marriage and family therapist and an ASEX certified sex therapist. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Josh.
Welcome to About Sex, everybody, the show that's about sex. And today we're covering two big topics. The first one is consent.
Yep, consent's important.
So, Angela, what is consent?
Well, I mean, anytime somebody's engaging in any sort of intimate act, consent is just saying yes, that you're okay with that act. And honestly, I think a lot of people don't realize how often consent is coming into the picture when it comes mm-hmm. to sexuality and intimacy. Like, mm-hmm. you even consent to kiss somebody or hug somebody, yeah. you know, like, for example, if somebody just comes up behind your back and hugs you and you don't know them, it feels a little bit gropey. Whereas if somebody says, hey, you want a hug or can I have a hug?
Yeah.
Then you get a chance to consent
right.
to it.
You say, I'm going to give you a hug. And they can say no.
They can be like, no. Or,
yeah.
and like,
but I actually had that happen this last week where we were around yeah. family and one of our family members was there and I said, can I give you a hug? And she said yes. And she needed a hug. So,
yeah. So I think, I mean, there's consent happens in a variety yeah. of ways. And it's not to say that in every single intimate act you have to be
no.
saying it outright. Like,
once
some
you've
people,
regularly been hugging a person,
yeah,
maybe,
usually people are open to it over time.
Like, I hug you all the time. I don't ask
yeah,
for consent
and I don't
every time.
Need you to ask every time.
But if I did try to hug you and you didn't consent, you will turn away maybe or say
or I
no.
I won't hug back.
You won't hug back. And
there are
be
nonverbal
clear.
Ways that people kind of
so,
say, I'm not into this.
I wanted to ask about that. Can there be nonverbal? So let's talk about a sexual situation.
Sure.
So there's sexual consent. How do you ask for sexual consent? And then how do you tell somebody you're okay with what they're doing?
Sure. Well, I
and can it all be nonverbal too?
Sorry. Some of it can be verbal, some of it can be nonverbal. The newer you are in a relationship, the more verbal it really needs to be.
So
and
you're
there
saying
ways,
you want us to talk to each other.
I do want you to talk to each other. And I think that it can be sexy too. I think sometimes people think consent and they think, can I have sex with you? And it's like,
So, madam, I would like to present a formal disclosure that I require penetration upon ye. Do thee consent to this act.
If so, sign X here,
if
right?
So, grab my member. As such.
Exactly. No, but it could be chip. Like, hey, I'd like to kiss you. Can I kiss you right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, say, can I kiss you? Or
I'd love to kiss you.
Or
you
is
know?
It okay if I, you know, brush yeah. your hair?
Or sometimes when people are flirting with each other, for example, that is them trying to seek consent. Mm-hmm. You know, they might say,
right.
well, I'd love to take you home with me later. And this is if it was like, say, you know, somebody you recently met or even somebody you're kind of interested in and you've been friends with for a while. Yeah. Actually, quite a few people, like the first way they have sex is first they were friends with each other and they kept kind of just talking about
yeah.
sex with each other.
Like
well, what
hey,
if we did do this?
You know that whole thing where people kind of rub each other together? I think we should do that.
It is yeah. a way that sometimes people have sex because they keep talking about it and
so
sharing with each other.
You can also just give consent without somebody asking for it. So like if you're in that hot, heavy moment and
yeah.
you say, you know, why don't you touch me here? You can give it without
yeah.
him having to ask for it. So mm-hmm. it's clear.
Or her.
That consent, him or her.
yeah.
Yes. Guys also like to be touched. Ladies.
I hear they like their member touched.
Which member? Is it a membership to a club?
I don't know. A
okay.
member? A member?
A member me?
yeah, but so they do. But even with men, like if you hadn't ever had sex with each other before, if you've never even touched his penis before and you just grabbed it, he might be a little off-put.
No, most won't. So, you know, ladies, it's okay. But it is important
not with
to
a stranger. If
no.
a stranger came up and just grabbed your penis, I don't know if you'd be that open
no,
to it.
No, not at all. I definitely wasn't last weekend.
but if you're, you know, like it's different, I think, when people have been married for a while.
Oh,
because
yeah.
if your wife grabbed your penis, you'd be like, well, let's get this yeah. party started.
Or you can say you're not in the mood. You can still turn down consent
yeah.
even after you've started.
And you can also consent to something in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like sometimes you might not be in the mood in the moment, but you could consent to something lower. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know if I'm in the mood for sex right now, but why don't we like cuddle for a little bit, or why don't we go get into a bath for a bit and let's see where things go. I think sometimes people feel like they have to consent to the entire situation, black and white scenarios, where women feel like they have to just turn down affection altogether. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes even lowering consent is a great way to keep the sex life
sometimes
strong.
Sometimes it's more fun, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, like, if you're not in the mood for sex, it's like, well, hey, then what about getting in the bubble bath? Or
yeah,
maybe we could, you know,
like massage each other,
hit
cuddle
each other with salmons.
One of my clients calls it naked cuddles, and they
naked
really
cuddles.
Mean naked cuddles.
Oh,
they,
I
they
love that.
Get naked in bed and they cuddle with each other, and that's all they're consenting to at that time.
It's
but,
hot.
But sometimes you're naked and cuddling, and then it feels good. But then they still even ask.
Sure.
They're like, "Hey, so do you? I'm kind of feeling Randy right now. You want to take this to the next level?" But if the other person's like, "You know what? No, can we keep it at naked cuddles?" Then it's left there.
So, yeah, like the other night, I was like, so, you know, we're not going to have sex tonight. So we just cuddled. And then later on in the night, it was just like, put it in. I was like, fine, you forced my hand.
Well, we actually didn't have sex that
we
night,
didn't.
Remember?
Yep,
we kept saying, we're not going to have sex tonight. We're not going to have sex tonight. And we ended up having sex.
But enough about our sex life. So let's do a little role playing. What do you say?
Okay.
And I be a gentleman asking for consent.
Do I know you or not know you?
We are in a date.
Okay.
And we've just come home from the movie and the dinner, and you were wined and dined. It was romantic. Maybe you went to a park.
Okay, so you've worked for it.
He's been working hard. But
did he open my doors?
Working for it doesn't give consent. You
no,
still have to
that's
ask.
That's important.
So, guys, you got to ask. So maybe he walks you to the door and he says, hey, is it okay if I come up?
Yeah, usually you'll say, can I come up for a drink
right.
or something? And you, just because you
say... We're
role-playing
here.
Okay, we're role-playing.
So what do you say?
Maybe just a drink.
Maybe just a... Okay, sounds good. Let's go in. So then we have a drink.
Yeah, we're having a drink. I don't know if I want to have sex with you
right
now.
We're holding each other for a little bit. And then
we're talking.
Maybe I put my arm around you and say, would you like a little more than a drink? Maybe a little straw for your... Whatever.
What do you straw?
Maybe a little stick for you, you know.
I might not be ready for it.
Sure.
Ooh.
Well, don't say I might. I don't think you understand role playing is that you're supposed to say, and hold on, let's clarify, you're giving consent in this role play.
Oh,
and then the next one, you can turn it down. So right now you're giving consent. So I say, hey, what if you want a little more than a drink? Or I would love to make love to you. I would love to just be with you tonight. What do you say to that?
I don't know why, but it feels weird. Like, I'm trying to put myself in the role play, and I'm thinking if somebody said that, I would feel a little... I think it would be easier if the role play is
again,
more than you're talking about
you
sex.
You don't understand the role playing part yet. So, we'll move on.
No, I want to talk about this because...
No. Role play and then talk.
Okay.
So, what do you say?
I would love to have sex with you right now.
I would love that. So, you just gave consent.
Another way
you could give consent is when he says that is to reach for him and touch him or say, yeah, why don't you go ahead and touch me?
Because
talk about it.
I want to talk. I was thinking about this. Sorry. I am supposed to be role playing, but like, there was this moment
you're
where
terrible
I was like,
at Dungeons and Dragons, Angela.
Well, I was thinking, like, sometimes people are doing that more non-verbally, right? So they're talking about stuff, but maybe they hold hands. And if the person holds hands back, then that is like a consent. But if they kind of are like dead handed, like a fish, then they know, okay, this probably isn't consensual, right? Or like sometimes people just lean in for a kiss and they're trying to make it natural, you know?
Right. And they want it to be not a formal declaration.
Yeah.
It wants to be more natural and in the moment, but you have to be able to read a moment. That's
but then,
the other thing.
I mean, then again, I realize, you know, you're still trying to like educate people that it's okay to say, hey, you know what? Why don't we just kiss tonight? Like, I don't know if I'm ready to do anything more.
You can just say, I don't think I'm ready to have sex yet. You can say
the
word sex.
Say that out
it's
loud.
Not a dirty word.
It's like, I don't know if I want to have sex tonight, but I would love to make love to you or make out. Or sorry, making love and sex are kind of similar. So.
Yeah. No. They're the same thing. So, you know.
Well, they're similar, but some people define them differently.
Make love means having sex.
It does, but it's more of an intimate type of love versus sex can feel kind of...
Versus the word banging, maybe?
Yeah, banging,
right.
You know.
Women like it more when you say make love. So that's why we say that.
Yeah, but so in that scenario, you definitely need to be able to say yes or no.
So you just say yes or no. Make it clear what you want. And here's the other thing, part of this topic, is who can give consent and who cannot?
Oh,
and
yeah.
What situations the people are in, what that you might want to be really careful about whether you think they can give consent. So first of all, who cannot give consent?
Let's clarify that. Anyone who's underage, and how you need to check with your state for what the age of consent is. But anybody under the age of whatever that age of consent is not allowed.
And here, and here in Missouri, it's 17. A lot of states, it's 18. The lowest, I believe, is 14. It's either Alabama or Mississippi.
Well,
it's
a southern state. You can look it up.
But you need to look up it. Every guy needs to understand that. Every woman needs to understand who is able to give consent during sex.
Absolutely. And actually, teenagers need to understand that too, because if the age of consent is 15 and you're 16 or 17, you can get in trouble for having sex with that younger person.
Yep.
Which is, it's tough because they're in high school together, and so they can get in trouble for having sex with somebody who's only 2 years their younger or senior.
And a lot of people don't worry too much about it when they're that close in age, but
there is them in the butt.
The reality is there's a hard line in the sand when it comes to the law.
Mm-hmm.
So children cannot give consent, and the age of consent is different in every state. Who else can't give consent?
Well, so we were going to talk about exploitation, right? So anybody, exploitation is when you are in a one down relationship and a child is a one down therapist to a client. That's a one down relationship. So actually a client cannot really ethically give consent to have sex with their therapist or their doctor.
That's not illegal.
It's not illegal. More
of an ethical code for your profession and other professions, but that's not what we're talking about right here. We're talking about what is legal consent. Who can give legal consent?
Prisoners and prison guards.
Prisoners cannot
legally give consent.
To each other?
I don't think so. I don't think they're supposed to be able to have sex, but I mean...
Well, what else are you going to do in there all day?
Well,
I hear it's just a big orgy all the time.
No, they can't because they're in a one-down position. And so going back to exploitation, any person who is in a position of refusing someone's rights and safety and security is in a one-up position. So like a manager, that's why there's sexual harassment. A manager to employer can withhold their financial safety.
Yeah, they could fire them or they could demote them and things. So you don't want to be
anytime there's a power differential that really could threaten the safety of the person in the lower position. That is something that the person in the lower position really can't. I mean, they technically can consent, but they're not. We try to set those
most
rules
companies,
around it.
Most companies, they want your, they either have a rule that says it can't happen at all, or if it does happen, you need to communicate it to the employer, so they understand what the rules are about it and whether they need to put you into a different department or under a different manager, because they want to be aware.
I want to say that it's possible to have an exploitative. It's hard to say the word. Relationship, even in a marriage. So, for example, it's when you're withholding somebody's security. So if one person has control of all the finances and is holding it over the other person's head.
Right.
Well,
we're talking more legal consent right here.
Sure.
Let's stick to that.
I know, but that's a version of rape.
So legal consent. Where is the line when it comes to somebody who's under the influence of drugs or alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that comes up a lot.
They've been debating this lately.
Is that women at colleges a lot of times will drink a lot with the men.
Mm-hmm.
And in the moment, they're like, yeah, let's do it. And then, but where do you draw the line? Do you think somebody should ever have sex with somebody while they're intoxicated? Or is that just a bad idea for your first time?
Ideally for first timers, I would say sober sex is the best.
Yeah.
And actually certain college, I just found out this week that the colleges that are like the higher up ones are very strict about it. So like there are some that even if there's only one or two drinks involved, if you have kind of promiscuous sex, you can get in serious trouble and lose your scholarship as an athlete. So ideally, I really believe people should be having sober sex. I want people clear headed because to some degree, consent means you need to be fully present. You need to be able to say yes or no to something.
Right.
And with alcohol,
if you're blackout
it's very
drunk,
hard
you
to
won't,
do that.
If you're blackout drunk, your brain stops having the ability to store new memories.
Yeah.
And that means that you'll be active and talking and you may give consent and not remember it.
Exactly.
So first of all, don't get blackout drunk. But if you're going to do it, if you see a girl who's being blackout drunk, who's so drunk and wasted, you're like, oh, yeah, that's hot. No, it's not.
No, it's dangerous.
You're actually raping her. So don't do it.
And unconscious people, I think this needs to be said, unconscious people cannot consent.
That's right. There's actually a fetish where people like to have their spouse sedated and then have at it. But there's a gray area there where they give consent before. But here's the thing. We're actually running out of time, so our next topic will have to be for our next show. But always ask for consent and make it clear what you want when somebody asks for it. And if anybody forces themselves on you, tell someone.
Mm-hmm.
People are there to help you. Tell a parent. Tell a friend. People are there for
tell
you no matter what.
Tell a police officer.
Tell a teacher. And if that person doesn't listen, tell someone else or call the police. They're there for you. 911.
I want to put in a plug. So please like and share these podcasts if you like them and subscribe to our SoundCloud account.
Right.
And also, if you need any help, I am a therapist. Please visit my website at www.therapistinst.louis.com if you want some help as a therapist.
And where is your office?
It's off of 270 in Manchester in St. Louis.
Right there on Baldwin.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.